All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday. Leave us with some parting words, some closing remark.
I kind of want to talk about something that's on me right now. I want to talk a little bit about expectations, and I want to talk about patience. But I'm going to throw one more thing in there. I'm going to put need in there. Need, expectations, and patience. It's something that I've been praying about, you know, and I've been asking God for it for quite some time. And it hasn't gotten here. And he knows exactly what I need. So as I'm saying this to you, I want you all to imagine yourself and plug in your need. So I'm talking to God, right? And I'm asking God for something that I need. And I know I need it because it would make some things go so much better, so much smoother, so much easier. Just overall, it would just help in so many areas. So I've been praying about it, and it hasn't gotten here yet. And so my oldest sister texted me the other day, and I didn't get back to her. And so just last night, she texted me again and just said, "Hey, could you answer my text? I hope things are well with you. Love, Mona." And so I texted her back, and I told her everything was fine. I just been working so much. I said, "Sometimes I don't get to answer your text when you send it to me right away because I'll be on the set or something, or I'll be doing something." I said, "But I get them and I appreciate them." And then I told my oldest sister, I asked her to please pray for me. I said, "I pray for a breakthrough for me. It's something I've been asking God for so I can just, you know, take, you know, relax a little bit about this situation." And I went on to tell my sister that it's hard being successful and stuff like that. And I said, "But we good. I'm just working real hard." I told her I love you. And then I said, "Let me know if you need something." She texts me back the simplest thing. Now, remember now, I've told you that I was asking God for something that I needed. And I had been waiting for it. And I'm almost out of patience, to be honest with you. I just thinking it's taking a while, right? And I'm pretty sure you could feel that way, too. Sometimes you ask God for something and you're living in expectation and you go, "Man, what's taking so long?" And you're getting a little impatient. I think this happened to every person. My sister simply sent this text back to me. She said, "Just take one day at a time. The Lord knows what he's doing. I'm praying for you." That was her message. Now, my sister is 82 years old. She told her brother, who is like, you know, the family guy that they can all come to when they need something. But she simplified it for me so easy. She said, "Just take one a day at a time. The Lord knows what he's doing." And do you know how much better that made me feel? I simply back and said, I texted back. I said, "Okay, I will." Because, you know, this thing that I've been asking God for that I so desperately feel like I need, and I keep expecting it to happen, but I'm starting to lose patience about it. My sister said something so simple. If you just take one day at a time, the Lord knows what he's doing. And if I look at it in her simple way of talking to her brother, she knows me very well. Her simple way of talking to me was letting me know that if you just keep waking up and keep doing what you're doing, God got all this under control. He know what he's doing. And you know what? He always has. He's always known what he's doing. Always. He ain't never not known what he was doing. Even when I thought I wanted it to go another way, and he worked it out a different way, it was for the best. And so I just had to grab myself and go, "Okay, I will." And it made me feel better because I said, "Okay, man, I'm actually okay. I do actually keep waking up. I do keep somehow surviving it all. I'm not just surviving. I'm actually thriving. I'm going through it, but I'm getting through it. It's taking a while, but it's in the process. And God does know what he's doing. So that settled it for me. So I'm saying to you, if there's something you've been praying about, something that you need, and you're living your life in expectation because you know he's going to deliver it for you, but you done got a little bit impatient with it like I have, just take it a day at a time. God knows exactly what he's doing. He's working on something on your behalf that you don't even know about. And when he give it to you, it's going to fix it all. Probably better than you could have ever imagined. Those are my closing remarks. Just something to think about.
Yeah, you got to drop it on that one.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. I need that one.
So profound. It was good.
Yeah. Wow. That put things in perspective. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm stopped complaining today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
I believe
that. I mean that.
I mean that.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.